Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more, slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz says that locally grown peppers add a little spice to life and cooking in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Both my parents are excellent cooks, but I did not grow up in a household where anything spicy or strongly flavored was served at any meal, for any reason, ever. Spice-induced heat was something to be avoided. Pungent flavors like garlic were a no-no, probably because their preparation would smell up the house. I was well into college before I discovered what I now consider staple foods like hummus, pesto, and chorizo. I didn't discover truly spicy flavor until I was in my early 20s. I wasn't much into cooking then, which was just as well, because it wasn't easy to find ingredients unless you knew where to look. And even then, but no more. Finding the heat now is exceptionally easy. The local and artisanal food explosions of the last several years have bestowed upon us shelf upon shelf of small batch, tiny label hot sauces, farmers markets with dozens of peppers to try, and myriad seeds to plant in our every-sized gardens if we want to DIO, do it ourselves. But it helps to know some experts. I recently spent a gloomy, chilly afternoon in Urbana, Illinois, talking to a couple of them.
That was definitely when I was like, all right, this is my stuff right here. Peppers, all of them, the sweet ones, the hot ones, but they definitely turned me on to a broader spectrum.
That's Jay Vance of Champaign talking about his introduction to the world of hot peppers by a friend's parents at a hot pepper theme party. He and Spencer Vonderhyde of Urbana are good friends and are hot pepper connoisseurs and experimenters. Neither of them grew up in particularly culinarily adventurous households, but came to appreciate spicy food later on. Spencer even battled a stomach ulcer for a couple of years, but he eased back into eating spicy food after another friend taught him something about tolerance.
I had a friend of mine who came over when Amy and I were just starting to grow a garden, and we were showing him our chili pepper plants, and he's like, you mind if I have one of these? And I was like, sure, thinking he's going to take it home with him and cook it and everything. And he just grabbed it off the plant and ate it, and that just blew my mind. Like, this guy's crazy, right? But I realized that that's the way you kind of build up a appreciation for the flavors. You can cook with them, but to actually appreciate the chili itself, to just eat it straight away. And you need a bit of tolerance towards the heat, the part that makes you sweat and feel pain, and eventually it doesn't feel as much pain, and you get to appreciate the flavors.
Both guys grow a lot of their own peppers. Jay says that right now, early fall, is actually the best time to buy seeds for next year, because if you wait until midwinter to order, all of the best new varieties will be gone. No, these two start that process way before the season ends, although it never actually really ends. Both of them move their pepper plants inside for the winter with occasional mixed results.
The peppers and I have a lot of similarities. By the end of the winter, they're real unhappy, and so am I. We both get cabin fever. So ours, we have a lot of west-facing windows, but it still doesn't get great sun. Jay, who I'm completely jealous of, has a sunroom, so he can... He has like a basically miniature greenhouse, which can sustain them a little bit more. Ours look pretty ragged towards the end of the winter.
The subject of favorite peppers finally arises. Jay's brought at least 10 varieties with him, and as the three of us go through his stash, I wonder, is it possible for either of these gentlemen to choose only one?
Purple jalapenos. These are those Bishop Crowns. These, I believe Spencer would agree, probably the greatest pepper in the world. It's a Fatale from Central Africa. Unbelievable pepper.
It's true. We cut one open and the Fatale pepper did smell overwhelmingly like a lovely peppery lemon, though a lemon I was warned not to touch. As you probably realize, a pepper boasting 250,000 on the Scoville scale, that's how heat in peppers is measured, is probably not something one wants anyone near one's novice, ungloved hands. The first real frost heavily damaged the sweet pepper plants in my garden this past weekend. Jay and Spencer probably, I hope, spent their weekend moving pots of peppers indoors, creating jungles in their living rooms, not only to preserve their favorite pepper plants, but also to ensure a pepper harvest in June or early July, when your plants and mine aren't even knee-high. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Braltz.